Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, it is necessary from time to time to go back to the fundamentals of faith. The ABCs, the fundamentals of faith. Fundamentals, I am going to open my Bible to the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. You do realize that, don't you? If yours is like mine, it kind of falls open there. And now, why is God so interested? Why is Jesus so interested in teaching, preaching, talking about faith? Faith is a spiritual force. We've talked about this a lot of times, many times. But I'm going to take a moment and touch on it again, because it is the basic fundamental of it. Fear is a spiritual force. Fear, Adam's faith, he was disconnected from God and spiritually connected to the devil. His faith became fear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We know that. But fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of the devil. When he realized what he had done, the King James is, it's really not good here. The King James said, "Where are you?" That's not what he said. And Professor Stevens pointed this out to me, what the Hebrew says. Why are you where you are? He hid himself. The fear came by hearing God's voice. It frightened him. He didn't know what was happening to him. So fear and faith are actually the same thing. Fear is faith in something dangerous. It's, of course, my being a pilot all these years, that compass rose comes up in my thinking every time I think about this. So I'm going one direction. The reciprocal of that is just the opposite direction. So if I'm going north and I turn around, I'm going south. They are both directions of the same compass, but one is exactly opposite the other. Faith is exact opposite of fear.
Amen.
So that's vital information when it comes to talking about faith. But now that's not all of it. Think about this now. Once you know the fundamentals of faith, you know the fundamentals of fear. I mean, you already know, because they work exactly the same, exactly 180 degrees opposed to one another. So, Hebrews 11:6. It is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please anyone without faith. You've heard me say it before. I'm going to say it again. I walk up to Gloria and say, Gloria, I love you so much. I just don't believe anything you say. What? You better duck when you say it. That is very displeasing. I love you, but I don't believe anything you say. Now, I used to be one. I lied for fun to see if I could get somebody to believe it, because I wanted to be an actor. It's stupid. I look back on it now, and people say, well, you can't look somebody in the eye. So I got in front of the mirror and practiced it so I could just lie and look you right in the face. What was it? What is that? Actually, that's a singed conscience. And I'm like that little boy in Sunday school. And the teacher said, what is a lie? He said, it's an abomination to God and an ever-present help in a time of need. So it's impossible to please him without faith. You can't live the Christian life without it, because the just live by faith. And you heard Brother Jerry say that today. Faith is not a movement. It is a lifestyle. Faith people that live by faith, walk by faith, and know it all the time, conscious of it all the time. We never have to change our lifestyle because of the times.
That's right. Amen.
Because we were believing God when it got here, and we believe in God when it left. It's just like we were talking about those years that weren't so hot and those that were. We believe in God the whole time.
That's right.
Amen. We were in Steamboat Springs right when that really raunchy recession hit 83. Oh, it was just awful. And I had my partner letter on my mind. I'm thinking about my partner letter now. And we had gone skiing that morning, and oh, it's just gorgeous up there in the mountains. And the lift stopped, and particularly when it stops out there hanging over a high valley, I really like that. And all of the mountains and all of that. And I heard it so plain. The word of the Lord came to me. And I'm praying in the Spirit the whole time I'm up there about my partner letter, because it's coming up and I'm going to write this thing. I'm like, what am I going to say to my partners? And they said, tell your partners not to join in on the recession. It doesn't belong to them. Don't join in.
Amen.
Just don't join in. In other words, stay on your faith. So you can't fight the Christian fight. We fight the good fight of faith. You can't get saved without it. In the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, we're saved by faith through grace. And somebody said to me one time, it is the gift of God. And they said, Brother Copeland, which one of those were the gift of God? I said, both of them. You got to pick? Now listen to this. Listen to this one. Therefore, it is of faith, fourth chapter of the book of Romans. Therefore, it is of faith so that it might be by grace. So that it might be by grace. On one airplane that I trained on, one jet airplane that I trained on, you had DC, direct current generators. But there was a converter in there that had to do with the de-icing system and so forth. And one of the ways you learned this particular system was no DC, no AC, because you had to have that direct current to start with. You had to have something to convert to AC or you don't get there. No faith, no grace. You don't want to get caught without grace, ever. No faith, no grace. Hallelujah. Well, what else? What else can you think of? You can't overcome the world without it. This is the victory that overcometh the world.
Even our faith.
Whose faith?
Our faith.
My faith. My faith. Now you know why we're the Victory Channel. Years and years, I'm talking about, I don't know, this was so far back. It was just right at the very, very beginning. And I had all my outlines. I did my outlines just like I do them now. And I had them all out on the bed in the motel. And I remember having each one of them out here like this. And I said, now, Lord, he said, he said, what does my word say? This is the victory that overcometh the world. He said, doesn't my word say that I gave you victory over death? I gave you victory over grave. I gave you victory over hell. He said, didn't my word say that? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, he said, there's victory in the new birth. There's victory in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. There's victory. Right then, he said, every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. He said, I want you to teach victory in the new birth. You overcame. You teach victory. Just you teach faith. You teach victory, 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 victory. That's when this got started. And I might as well just take up this whole package. Where did this, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle, where did that came from? Came from. That sounds good, doesn't it? Uh-huh. He haven't came yet. Well, yeah, that's all right. I get excited talking about faith. Brother Hagin, I keep coming over here because these are Haginites and Oral Robertsites. And he started saying, he learned, I have what I say. And he said, I'm going to preach that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, and he is the soon coming King. And I'm gonna preach it from El Paso to Texarkana and from Amarillo to Brownsville. He said, if I covered Texas, I think I'm doing something here. But then he said, I began to expand. I'm gonna preach it that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost, and he's our soon coming King. And I'm gonna preach it from the Northwest to the Northeast, from the top of the United States to the bottom. And then he said, I spread out and I'm gonna preach it to Canada, glory to God. And I took hold of that. I said, well, glory to God. I'm gonna start saying that. Now I was sitting, I had a little table. Oh, it was so little. The whole little house was so little. And so I had this little table I was using for a desk. Now, when I was a boy, particularly in grade school, you had book covers. Yes. Well, I drew airplanes all over my book covers. I mean, my daddy said, if I could break your head open and just be motorcycles and airplanes jump out. And I said, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I found out later I was called to fly. And I told you that story. And I was just doodling. And I read, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is Lord. No man saith Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Jesus is Lord. 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 I just doodled it all over my scrap paper, and just Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus. Well, Jesus is Lord. He's Lord from the top of the world to the bottom. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. And I drew this little globe, and I put Jesus is Lord, and I had this little airplane flying around the. Right around the equator, all the way around the middle. So I started saying it. I'm going to preach this gospel. I'm going to preach that Jesus saves. I'm going to preach that Jesus heals. I'm going to preach that Jesus is our soon coming King. I'm going to preach that Jesus is our financier, glory to God, that He is our Melchizedek. I'm going to preach it from the top of this world to the bottom, and I'm going to preach it all the way around the middle. And by the grace and glory of God, we've been able to do that.
Praise God.
We've been able to do that. Amen.
Amen.
Preached it so far north in Canada. We did a couple of weeks tour in Canada. And just preaching a word of faith. And there was a woman that called and wanted to talk to me. So they they put me on the phone with them. The cell phone, what's a cell phone? That's a phone in a jail or something? No, there was no cell phone. And got her on the phone. She said, Brother Copeland, I've been a partner for a long time. Would you come up to our village and preach? I said, we're on this tour. She said, listen, we really need you to come. I said, okay, where are you? She said, we're in village, 58, I think. It was a number on a map. Actually, it was part of the lat long. She was so far north. Now, we were back in the day. We had an airplane called a Jetstar, Lockheed Jetstar. And to go direct across, like to go to Hawaii, you just had to get certain winds, winds just right, or you just couldn't get there. They're just too much headwind. But we found out from medical people that you could just go a little bit north up to Seattle and then right on up to the Aleutian Islands, right there at the tip of the Aleutian Islands, to Cold Bay, which was a refueling stop during World War II, and it still is today. And so we were actually headed on. We went up there and then going due south, and then we were going on to the Pacific, Central Pacific. And we preached on a little island called Ebi. Anyway, we walked, and it was cold there, and so we walked through the back of the hangar to get in the fuel office, get out of the wind. And so we were just standing there at the fuel desk waiting so I could sign the credit card. And this woman walked in there and she went, ah, and turned around and ran out. Well, Jesse standing there, I turned around and said, what'd you say? He said, I didn't say anything. And she came back in there. She said, oh, please forgive me, you guys. Nobody told me you were coming here. She said, we watch you on television all the time. And she said, you know, it's dark up here about half of the year, and it's daylight half of the year. She said, we just pick out whatever time we want, whether it's night or day. We go in and we watch the broadcast in Cold Bay, Alaska. I started saying it. Well, last year, glory to God, Jerry and Jesse and I preached on Guadalcanal and the Solomon Islands. Hallelujah. Dream of mine. I'm a student of World War II, and particularly the Guadalcanal campaign, because that was a big turning point for American forces. And then here I am in Honiara in Guadalcanal preaching the word of faith. Hallelujah. Then preached it in Colombia, which is right on the equator. Preached it in Venezuela and preached it in Australia and New Zealand. Glory to God. So God has blessed us to be able to do that from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle to preach the word faith. Amen. The very fundamentals of faith.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome. Discovering the calling and purpose and God has put in my life. It's been great. It's been life-changing for sure.
Over these past 2 years, there's been things that have been added to me that the Lord's going to be able to use and I will be able to put into practice.
We are being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God, that He's fulfilled everything.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors, everyone's constantly pouring into you, and it's just been awesome.
This school has taught me the word of God, and nothing can stop me. I'm ready to go out and love on people, and the love of God has just been poured into us so much. We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Everyday life seems to constantly ask for more from you. Demands piling up for more time, more energy, more money, more, more, more. If you're left feeling drained and overwhelmed, not wanting to take one more step, how do you keep going? God says He's given you everything you need for life and godliness. It's time to stir up what's already inside of you. In Kenneth Copeland's book, Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought, you'll learn what it means to stir up the gift of faith inside of you, just as Paul instructed Timothy in 2 Timothy. God says He gives every believer the measure of faith. It's up to you what you'll do with it. Learn how to stir it up and use it to move the mountains in your life. Develop your spiritual strength to release God's love, joy, power, and more that's already inside of you. Become a wellspring of life. Activate the gift inside you to live the life God has for you.
Request your free book by Kenneth Copeland, Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Reactivate your faith. Stir yourself up on the inside to live the life God has planned for you. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We're learning on these broadcasts that faith is a lifestyle. It's something that we live every day. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you, and it's designed to help you grow in this faith. It's Brother Copeland's book called Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought. Now, let me ask you, what are you spending most of your time listening to? What are you watching? Ask yourself, is this filled with love? Is this filled with faith? Is this improving the way I think? Or what I'm watching, is it filled with fear? Is it filled with worry? Is it making me more insecure? Because it's either building your spirit or it's draining it. In everyday life, it has the ability to leave you feeling exhausted, leave you feeling spiritually drained, and there can be a tendency to be distracted, to get discouraged by all this separation and the distancing going on around us. But you can choose to press into the things of God and keep your spirit strong. You can choose to stay connected to the Word, to commit to meditating on it day and night and night and day, and to keep God's Word first place in your life. And that's what this book's about. In this book, Brother Copeland shares the very things that he did to stir himself up and make his faith alive. And you're going to be encouraged. You're going to be inspired as you read how he stirred up faith, how he stirred up love and joy and that life of God on the inside. And you can do the exact same thing. You're going to see what God's anointing can accomplish through you once you know who you are in Christ Jesus and who He is in you. And this would be a good thing to read as a family. Your children, no matter how small they are, can start learning how to stir themselves up by faith. So if you want to get a hold of this, you can request your free copy as a book or a download on kcm.org. And if you need prayer, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. They've got licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. And you're going to find them in every KCM office around the world. And whether you're facing challenges or you just need some encouragement, somebody to agree with you based on the Word of God, that's what this prayer ministry is about. KCM's prayer ministers pray the Word. They declare the promises of God over you and your situation. And then what you do is you take hold of those scriptures. You trust what the Word says. You believe what the Word says. You say what the Word says. And then you do what the Word says. Faith is your victory. To contact the KCM office nearest you, go to kcm.org and check their hours of operation. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again soon. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith and boldness, and live in the power of God.